All right, listeners, this is Jimmy O. We are actually on the phone now with Lily Holbrook. Lily, you're on the Big League show. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
So what have you been up to the past few months?
Well, over the summer, I recorded a new album. So I was doing that most of the summer and playing some shows and playing with a band, which is really cool because I spent a lot of time playing solo. So I'm really excited to be playing with a band now.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very cool. You know, everyone at LCR is pretty excited about your new CD, Wicked Ways.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice. Can you tell us a little about what went into making this album and how it was different from your last one?
Well, the great thing about this one is that all the people working with me were really on the same side as me. We're on the same page. There was some struggle on my last album where people kind of wanted me to be a little bit more of an acoustic singer-songwriter type of person, and I really wanted to be a little more experimental. And on this album, I got a chance to do more electronic stuff, have a few songs that rocked out more, and just really be as creative as I wanted to and not have to hold anything back.
So. Actually, I was just going to tell you, I really like the harder sound on some of the new tracks.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really wish there was actually a couple more like that. So yeah, the next one might be a little more hard.
Yeah, I really liked it. Now, what influenced you to go into this? You know, this is something that we didn't really expect, but we all liked it.
Well, that's kind of what I always wanted to do, because I do like slow mellow stuff, but I always wanted to blend the two. And I just never got the right group of people or the right situation to do it before. Because I'm not, I wish I was, but I'm not so versatile that I can play every instrument. Otherwise, I would have tried to make my own album and, like, rocked out all myself. But it's hard to find the right people. Like, some of my favorite bands are Muse and Radiohead, and I love a lot of 80s stuff like The Cure and Depeche Mode. And and I like a lot of classic rock, too, so just like Led Zeppelin. So I have a lot of that influence in me, as well as like Tori Amos and Suzanne Vega and quieter, mellower people.
So now, I think I've heard in Cold Day in Hell, was that a little bit of Stevie Nicks in there?
Yeah, probably, because I'm a huge Stevie Nicks fan. Yeah, I love her. She's one of my favorites, definitely.
Now, there's no questions that the new songs are great. But what do you tell the critics who feel this CD is more of an EP because it contains four previously released tracks?
Well, I guess the reasoning behind that was that my last CD kind of got shelved by the label, so I can't really do anything with that CD. I can no longer get copies of that. So basically the only people who will be able to buy that are people who can either digitally download it or buy used copies. So I didn't want to completely lose those songs. Also, I was on a tight timeline, so it helped with that. But it's mainly because those songs are kind of lost because of what happened with the label. Yeah.
Well, they all fit in very well. And the song Running Into Walls, was that one completely re-recorded?
Oh, yeah, that one's completely re-recorded. Yeah.
Was there a reason why you did that? Or?
I don't know.
No?
Well, some of the stuff was kind of very spur of the moment. That was before I even knew I was making an album with the label that I'm on now. It was just kind of like a pre-trial thing, and then we really liked the way it came out, so we ended up using it.
Oh, wow. So, Lily, when do you think you'll be able to visit us?
Well, I'm going to be in Boston in October, so whenever you guys want me to come in, I'll definitely be there. I'm planning on being in around, I think, October 11th to October, like, 23rd or something like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now, will you have your band with you, or do you think it'll be an acoustic set in the studio?
I don't know. I guess it could be either. It's up to you guys.
Oh, awesome. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It will be great to see you and meet you. There's a couple of DJs who were around back in the fall of 2005 when you were last year. Dave McGuire and Professor Wardigo said to say hi. So.
Oh, yeah, tell them I said hi.
I have to ask, what do you think of Professor Wardigo's music video for When in Rome?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. I loved it, and I was so surprised when I saw that it was him that had done it. It was really cool.
Now, I know a lot of students, as well as Professor Wardigo, would love to make a real music video with you when you're in the area for a few days. Do you think there's a possibility of that happening?
I would love to. That would be awesome.
Oh, that's
definitely awesome.
It's great news for us here. Now, is there a particular song that you would like to have a music video made from off this CD?
It's always good to, you know, whoever's making it, I want to make sure it's one that they really like so they feel like their whole heart is in it. I guess, I mean, I like Cold Day in Hell. I think that would be a cool one.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one. I like that one, too. That one was a good one.
I think that one's kind of got the most aggression in it. So I'd like to do that one. That'd be cool.
Right. Now, speaking of videos, your first video for the new album is Apocalypse Kiss. which can be seen on YouTube, which is a great new promotion thing. And what kind of behind-the-scenes stories would you like to share in making that video?
I don't know. I'm really camera shy, so I was a little bit nervous for the making of that video. And I kind of, when I watch it, I feel a little bit uncomfortable. But they kept trying to get me to be more animated because they said, you look like you're asleep. But when I watch it, I look like I don't know. I look like I won't talk about it.
No, it's a good video. It's a good video.
Thanks.
Now, I know your fans are listening in. Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
I'd love to say thank you so much to everyone who's been supporting me. And actually, it's awesome because they sold out of my CD already at Newbury Comics. So I don't know who's buying them, but I'm really, really happy that they are.
Now, Lily, it was a pleasure talking to you, and we look forward to seeing you.
Me too.
We want to leave our listeners with one more track off your new album. Would you like to introduce Apocalypse Kiss?
Sure. This is Apocalypse Kiss coming up. It's the first track on the CD, and it's one of the more rock-type songs, and I don't know.
All right, that's awesome. All right, here we go.
Problems that exist. and it's working, and it's working, and it's working.